I always maintain that I'm going to speak briefly. I don't know, it doesn't always work out, but I really intend to speak briefly now. For those of you that have the handout in front of you, it's entitled by Era Tovshin Pei Beis, Living with Pain, Living with Chaos. As always, I have to issue a disclaimer. I'm not Proverbe Tzidkis. I don't pretend to be something I'm not. I certainly don't intend that. But I felt that we had to talk a little bit about some of the issues in the time, perhaps from a different vantage point than the way things are being spoken about. Not that I'm agreeing or disagreeing with what anybody has to say about our turbulent times, but it's from a different angle, a different aspect. So ordinarily, we speak about Parshas Vayera in terms of the lessons taught by Moshe Rabbeinu, or the errors of Paro. And if you have recordings from previous years, I think you'll find that to be true. This time, however, I'd like to discuss the errors, if we could use those words, of Moshe Rabbeinu and how they differ from our errors. Allow me to explain. It says in Shmos, in Per Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, Vani Adati, this is Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vani Adati, ki lo yiten eschem melech Mitzrayim lehaloch v'lo biyad chazakah. Very clear. I know that Paro is not going to let you go, initially. V'shalachti es yodi v'ikesi es Mitzrayim, b'chol niflo osai asher eseh b'kibo v'achrei chen shalach eschem. Only after the full Eser Makos have run their gamut, so then he will send you out. In Perikei, in Shmos, it's all last week's Parsha. Vayosha Moshe el Hashem vayomar, Hashem, lama harayos alam hazeh, lama zeh shalachtani. Why have you made it bad, right, for the Am? The Mepharshim, there are a lot of different explanations to that, right? What could be the cause of the Ra to them? But generally we understand, why have you made it worse for them? Why have you sent me? Me'azbasi al paro ledaber b'shmecha, hira lo amazeh, and from the time that I've come to speak to Paro on your behalf, things have only gotten worse for the people, for the Jewish people. V'atzeh lo yitzaltas amecha, and you've not saved them. Okay. Sounds like an unbelievable statement on part of Moshe Rabbeinu. It sounds like the sort of thing, unfortunately, that we might say. So already now we're like Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow, that's amazing. How many times do we turn our eyes heavenward, God forbid? I shouldn't say how many times, we. We've heard say that sometimes this happens. Things are not going well. Things are chaotic, surrounded by pain of all different types, all different sorts, different types of confusion. And we turn our eyes heavenward and we say, what's the story? Like, what's the story? What's the story? Like, what's happening? You'll excuse me for the blasphemy, but it's like Keely was saying, hello, didn't you take driver's ed? God forbid. Hashem should forgive me. That's to make a point. So the beginning of our parsha is Vayomer Hashem, I should say, right? We left out by the main pasuk. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ata Asireh Asher Eseh L'Faro Ki Vayad Chazakah. Yishalchem uviyad chazaka yigashem yarto. That's still at the end of Shmos. Hashem says, now you will see. Atasireh. Now you will see. Now you will see. In other words, in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But as Rashi says, Hirharta achar midosai. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Loka Avram shamati lo ki v'yitzach ikar l'chazera. V'achakach amati lo ha'aleo l'olav. Lo hirher achar midosai. Yumaharer achar maibidos. Kilo critique, a critique of the way I run the world, the way I reveal my name to the world, whether I reveal my connection, my midos, my packaged connection to the world. Lefichach, atas here, therefore now you will see. You will not see in Milchemes, Lamed Aleph Melochim in Eretz Canaan. Hasu de porotirev lo asui l'malchi zayin umos kishaviyim la'aretz. You won't see that. You won't see it. This is how Ravina was confronted by what appeared to earthly eyes as a self-contradiction in the words of Hashem. Ki v'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Through Yitzchak, this will be the future of the nation that you want, the nation of believers, the nation of those who are connected, to the Borei Olam. And now, I'm telling you to turn him into an Olam. Two things don't go together. He wasn't Maharach and Midosai. And of course, we know that Hashem said to Avram afterwards, Ati Adati Kirei Elokim Ata. You've shown yourself not only to be consumed with Ahava and reflecting Hashem's Ahava to the world, Ahavas Hashem, and teaching the world about how Hashem is Ohev, Osanu, but you've also shown that when you can't wrap your head around it, you can follow through even when you can make any sense out of it. Moshe! What's the story? On this, the Gemara says, Chaval de Avdim lo b'shtakchim. Where are the Avos? It's Taina and Moshe Rabbeinu. And our Parsha starts off with, Vayidab Elokim el Moshe. Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Va'ere el Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov v'kel Shaka yushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. Pasuk starts off with the Shem Elokim, Minas Hadin. Ha'idab Elokim el Moshe, v'yomer lo v'ani Hashem. And he says how he revealed himself to the Avos using the name Kel Shakai, and that he revealed himself to Moshe already, Rabbeinu, with the Shem Yudkei Vavke, the Shem Havaya. So what's the difference between us and Moshe Rabbeinu? Isn't he saying, hello? What's the story? But I'm the driver's ed. What does the Medrash say? Ketzad. Ne'emar al Moshe, says the Medrash. Medrash Rabba, Parshavav, Piskei Aleph. Lefi shekvar hodia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, shelo yoneach osam paro lelech, shene'emar v'ani adati. Ki lo yiten eschem melech Mitzrayim aloch, v'ani achazekes libo, Moshe lo shamar es hadover hazeh. Ela bo li yitzchakem al gzeroso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told Moshe beforehand. Later, he didn't say things would get worse for the Jewish people. But he did say Paro was not going to let them go. No. It's not such a chiddush. Moshe lo shomar es hadavar hazeh. He didn't guard that. V'hischil omer Hashem, lama hareos lama zeh. Hischil adun lefonav. V'al zeh ne'amar sha'osa chochmo v'da shel Moshe shel holus v'sichlus hayu. Chima ha'odam sh'yovo achra ha'melech v'chima haya lohorer achra midosav. Says a medrash. This is a flaw. It's a flaw. It's a flaw in the Chochmah V'Das of Moshe Rabbeinu. How could it be? Hashem told him already. You're supposed to be shomer it. Guard it. Put it up like a wall. Right? Continues the Medrash. Hashem even explained that Paro's heart will be hardened so that an appropriate midah, can I get midah din, would be visited upon him. And because of this, in the world of din, Midas HaDin wanted to be Pogan Moshe. Who dichsi v'yedaber Elokim el Moshe. That's why the Pasuk starts off with. V'yedaber Elokim, the beginning of our parasha. Elokim, Midas HaDin, el Moshe. Wilfish in istakil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because the Borei Olam, right, the Shorash Kol HaDvarim, sees, Yishibishvil Tzar Yisrael Dibra Kein, Chazav Enoha Gimo B'Midas HaRachamim. Moshe had no intellectual questions. He simply couldn't bear the Tsar of the Jewish people. Bishvil Tsar Yisrael Dibur Kein, Chozav Enoag Imo B'Midas HaRachmim. So Hashem continued the Pasuk with love. Midas HaRachmim, Rachmana, with love. U'dichsi v'yomrei love, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Is there a flaw here? Yes. Does Hashem say the flaw has no modifications? No, it does. Atasire, like we said before. You will see Yetzias Mitzrayim. You will not see the Melchemes, Lamed Aleph Melachim in Eretz Yisrael. Does Hashem continue the conversation with Moshe, B'Midas HaDin? He finishes the pasuk with Midas HaRachamim. Says Tzfas Emes. Vaydaber Elokim. Vayomrei lo ani Hashem. Vemedrash Yischil b'Midas HaDin v'ra'ah shebishvil Tzar Yisrael. Right? Starts off with Midas HaDin. But, as the Medrash told us, that Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu's issue was not, this doesn't make sense to me. I've got tainas. He couldn't bear the Tsar of Israel. Asher chachamim yagidu v'shamanu mirabosenu. Says Tzfas Emes. Ki Yetzias Mitzrayim yatikun kol maisa bereishis. Yetzias Mitzrayim was meant to be the rectification of all maisa bereishis. The idea the Maral speaks about also how the Eser Makos were meant to strip away the cheap shellac that covered over the truth of the Eser Mamoros, Asar Mamoros, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The truth of creation, of Hashem's creation, been covered over. It's bringing us back to Maaseh Bereishis and paving the way for Aseres HaDibros. Asher Alkein, Kumosh Matsinu Bereshi Sabriya, Olu B'machshava Lefonev Levrosu B'mitz Adin. You know, from the very beginning of the Chumash, Bereshi Zvar Elokim, Es HaShamayim Es Haaretz, and Rashi tells us here it says, Elokim, and later on in Parshas Bereshi says, Hashem Elokim. And Rashi tells us, Olam b'machshava levros olam b'midas adin, that the initial machshava, the core machshava, I should say, not initial. We perhaps misunderstand that it's initial. The core machshava is that the world should be zocha b'din. The man should deserve, he should receive reward for his efforts. Lefum tzara agro, he should receive reward for the efforts that he invests to give birth to himself in this world, as he struggles in a world which is not totally clear all the time, to connect himself to Hashem. This becomes his ultimately his reward. It is from this Olam HaZeh that we get Olam HaBa, not Olam HaZeh, this world, and Olam HaHu, that world, Olam HaZeh, this world, and Olam HaBa, the world that comes from this world, from what we did with our lives in this world, what we experienced, what we did, etc. Hashem wants us to be Zocha B'din. That's the greatest gift he can give us. The greatest gift he can give us is that we should be Zocha B'din and not just be recipients of a freebie ad infinitum. So it's not that when Hashem created the world, Olam Achshav Avros Ha'olam B'midas Adin. Ha! World! Tremendous! Ah! Oh, no. What shall we do now? It'll never work. Rosh, any holy sky. We saw it's not going to work. Oh, I should have thought about that before. So this, is, of course, complete and total blasphemy. And moreover, it's stupid. Hashem doesn't change his mind. Machshava, the core, it's a shorish, is a man should be zocha b'din, raw, in the outside reality. It doesn't always come out successful. Man can't live in a rarefied world of din. So even though the core is Hashem wants for us to merit everything b'din, because then our eternity will be the sweetest, the most delightful, because it's something we earned. It's something we worked for, as opposed to just take a gift. No pain, no gain, as they say. But in practical application, raw, in the reality that Hashem is creating, you need to temper the din with rachamim in order not to recant from the din. Not, okay, that was a mistake, but to make the din effectual. There has to be room for tshuva. There has to be room for a person after he's done something wrong not to immediately feel the repercussions of the din, because then he has no chance to even do the tshuva. If the metaphysical universe were as exacting to the split second as the physical universe that Hashem has created, you can't tell gravity, wait, let me rethink whether I should have stood at the edge of the building. You can't tell gravity that. It is. But in the metaphysical universe, rethink what you've done. You have that opportunity under normal circumstances. So you can't. But Hashem wants us to be Zocha B'din. Again, Kmo Chaynasa B'Geula Zu, Hischil B'Midas Adin, V'Shitif B'Midas Arachmim. Since Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant, as it were, to redress some of the kilkulim, some of the damage that has taken place to the Bria through sin, etc. So therefore, it starts with Din, Peshita B'Midas Rachmim. Ulahovin divreim zal, kichas v'shalom shemachshavas Hashem is baruch hu niskaima. Does it mean that Hashem's inner rotzon, the midas din, should be the game plan for creation. Does it mean that, well, it's not going to work? Achein perish divreim, says the Sfasemes, ki ma'aseh bereishis b'foil e efshel eskayim b'midas adin perish yisnagu kol abruim mamash b'mishpat Hashem Yisborach ach niskayim amachshavtu b'bnei Yisrael. You hear this? The world at large can't live b'midas adin. Klai Yisrael is b'midas adin. Asher him olu b'machshav lefonov bereishis. I'll tell us, for Yisrael, Shnei Kroim Reishis Tvuaso. Rizuch Bedin. Anachnu Bnei Yisrael Tzrichim Bevadai Lekayim Hakol Al Pi HaTorah. We have to live, fulfill, experience life through the lens of the Torah. V'im Omnam Gamze I Efshar Lekayim Befoal. And if in practical application, we can't do it. Kemaimer, as the Pasuk says, in Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Ya'aseh Tov Lo Yechta. Pasuk says it. Ki achisaron dovuk u'muchrach kem'at b'maaseh. In the world of Maisa, in the world of action, there are always flaws of one sort or another. Im kol ze b'machshava tzarech lios muchon kol ish Yisrael l'mesiras nefesh v'chol ma'asav l'shamayim. If in practical application we know in tzadik b'aretz asher ya'aseh tov lo yechta, that be true. But b'machshava, we have to be committed to living b'din. In application outside, we need rachamim. But deep, 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 deep inside, we have to be committed to fulfilling Hashem's word to the point of Mesiras Nefesh. Again, we're sharing ideas. I'm not talking from any pedestal. We're sharing the ideas of the Holy Sfasemis' writing. I cannot, and this is not hypocrisy. It's similar to something that Rav Levi Yitzchak said. On Karov Hashem l'chol Karov v'chol Hashem k'ruv emes. Say Nashri. Karov Hashem l'chol karov, l'chol ashir k'ru v'emes. At first glance, it appears to be a self-contradiction. First it says, Karov Hashem l'chol karov, Hashem hears everybody, whoever calls out. And then it says, l'chol ashir k'ru v'emes, those who call out to him v'emes. Okay, so you can say it's an explanation. Nope. The Yitzchak says no. It's just a very deep idea. This is the world of the vowels. The comets, the chirik, the tzera, the cholam. The vowels. It brings from the Mekubalim, is higher than the letters themselves. In the first Korov Hashem, l'chol korov, the chol is written with the comets underneath the chaf. The chol, asher yikru v'emes, chaf of kol asher yikru v'emes is with a cholam. A person can be whatever matzav he's in. He's not 100% true, but he's calling out to Hashem. Hashem is close to him. A person's eye, though, has to be towards, right? Eventually, I want to get there. It's the same idea that Sfasemis is saying here. It's just packaged a little differently. In here, I aspire to din, to Mesiras Nefesh, to the highest levels. In the world of practical application, need rachamim. I need rachamim. V'zeh shenemar alu b'machshava, perish ba'olam ha'machshava, yef shalatzeis mi'adin kemalei nima. Just as Hashem b'machshava, ol b'machshava, the bros ol m'minas ha'din, so too in our machshava, Hashem made us b'tselem elokim. In our machshava, I can't aspire to mediocrity. I know that practically I'll need rachamim. But my aspiration in my heart of hearts has to be to Mesiras Nefesh, Ad Mesiras Nefesh. Ukemochen kishinis, miskayim rotzen bnei Yisrael b'mishpat. Amru chazal ki b'Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashiv machshava kemaisa. And even in the world of mishpat, Hashem gives credit to the Jewish people for machshava tova kemaisa. Kemaisa. And machshava ra? No, it's not kemaisa, because that's really us. Ube'emes kol gulu b'Mitzrayim haya al pi adin. Ki mitzad shebnei Yisrael yizku b'adin yicholum ligbor neged tzoneim kvo shekosov b'sefer avodas Yisrael. Rav HaMagid mikoshnitz zal. In the world of chesed, in the world of gift, of giving, even Shoyim can be zoche. Ki rachamov yisbarach al kol ma'asav. Rachamov al kol ma'asav. Korov Hashem l'chol korov v'chol asher yikru v'emes. V'tzon yav yaseh v'shavasam. Right? But for the world at large, Rachamav kol ma'asav. Rak Yeshua's bnei Yisrael, Rak b'midas ha'din. Kol Yisrael has to march to the beat of a higher drummer. L'chol pachas, at the very least, in our aspiration. Achin lo hai efshir li iskayim befol b'din v'chakam ata shitev midas harachmim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, we can't. Why is this happening? Moshe Rabbeinu, how can I watch this suffering? Why is it getting worse for them? In practical application, we'll do it b'rachmim. V'zeu sh'omar ata sir'eh. That's why Hashem said, now you will see, but you will not see the Lamed Aleph Pamachim. Perish. Aydei Shemien. Because there was that gap. Ki ata sireh einu bederach knas. It's not a punishment. Rak shekein muchrach lios. That's the way it has to be. If, right, we need to make practical application via the avenue of rachamim, then we can't finish the job now. Zoshomer chol etzev yeh mosa. Shim hayu yecholim lekabel kol adachkus oz, if they could have managed to bear all of the suffering. V'lo yom yirei Hashem, that Hashem see, that what he called, that you've destroyed our relationship with Paro, whatever we had. So now he makes things worse for us. If they hadn't said that, then of course Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been able to bear the burden also, but gave expression to their pain. I'm not saying this is easy. Let's just read the facts. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu lama hariosa. And Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction to their pain, when they said, let Hashem judge between us, look what you've done to us. Our lives have gotten worse. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't bear their suffering. Hayim esukan akol. The game would have been over. Ach Moshe Rabbeinu lo shom lo yachol lizbol tzar Yisrael. He couldn't bear. Right? He couldn't bear their suffering. Leichu is bold Tsar Yisrael, v'nechshav zeh lo l'shvach. It is praiseworthy. It's not din, but nonetheless it's praiseworthy. Mashal acholah shegovrim alav yisroim harefuos, like a ill person, he can't bear the pain of the healing process. Shemavakish laniach akol bavura yisroim. Acharofi yodeo mevin ke yisroim letovas acholah, but the rofi knows this is his for his best benefit. Lachin inu mashkiach alav. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashom hirgish v'tzarin sheyisrael mamish. He wasn't a dispassionate bystander watching their suffering and saying, "Oh, I know this is all for the best." But he felt that tsar like it was his tsar. Even though he knew it, he had no questions. He had no questions in Hashem's hashgacha. I just can't take it. And that's why the Talich of the Gula of Mitzrayim, right, was a Talich in Shutfus, in partnership between Din and Rachamim. Not Chesed, not just a gift. Not the whole world lives Tov Hashem Lakol, V'rachamav Kol Masav, like the Shas Emes said earlier. Hashem is good to all, he gives to everyone. But Kal Yisrael is meant to be the fulfillment of the way creation was made, that man should be Zocha B'din. In short, Moshe Rabbeinu could not take the pain of the Jewish people, so even though a heavy price was paid for his not being able to accept the din at face value, nonetheless, Hashem continued his conversation with Moshe via the medium of rachamim, the medium of love. Now for us, we also sometimes can't take it, in quotation marks. We can't take the chaos. We can't take the inability to understand what's going on. We begin to think that if this doesn't make any sense to us, then perhaps really nothing makes any sense. The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and us is that his heart was bursting from pain. Whereas, while our hearts are certainly in pain, our main issue is the inability to live with what appears as chaotic. Moshe knew he wasn't seeing chaos. He knew there was an order there, especially since Hashem told him beforehand. It was pure, unadulterated pain and rachmanis on the Jewish people. We are, in recent weeks, at just such a juncture. Tragedy, Chil Hashem, unending pain, suffering, are constantly in our awareness. So if we were just the pure Moshe Rabbeinu experienced pain, can we hope to be bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu? Even though we know he paid a price, Leifel paid a price. But like I said, by us it's not just the pain. The pain is there. There's no doubt. We feel pain for others. But the bigger issue for us is it seems chaotic to us. And that's a chisorin. Not in the world of Maisa, it's a chisorin in the world of Machshava. And that's not good. I'd like to suggest a possible remedy to our state of spiritual dissonance. Mesillas Yesharim says, Iker metzius ha'odom ba'olam hazeh rak l'kayim mitzvos v'la'avod v'lamu b'nisoyon. What are we here in Olam Hazeh for? Please, I'm not proffering to, because again, not like this is, you know, peaches and cream, this is easy for me, right? But the Ramchal is telling this to us. We're here to be mekayim mitzvos, la'avod, to build a kesher with Hashem. Doing mitzvos is a translation of every encounter, every object, every experience that we have in this world to bind it to Hashem through the Torah and mitzvos. Mitzvah is a lashon of tzavta, tzadi, vav, vav, tof, aleph. You're together with Hashem as you translate every object that you come into contact with, every experience, every relationship, everything you do, or the way that you translate everything that happens to you, using the lens of the Torah, that's called living with mitzvos, that's doing mitzvos. You are bitzavta, you're together with Hashem. You've translated that peace, that speck of time, that packet of time, v'olamazeh, you've translated it into eternity, internal connection to Hashem. And then you need to be oved. That means build your relationship with Hashem. Your attitude, your outlook, your connection, actions, and mitzvahs, and avoda. And then, of course, to be oved min hisayon. That when things get tough, you hold on, and this way we grow. We go from madrega to madrega. The state of avoda that the Ramchal is describing is our relationship with Hashem. We therefore need to ask ourselves, what, if any, is our relationship with Hashem? To be blunt. Perhaps we indeed do not have a relationship with Him, chas v'chalila. We walk the walk and talk the talk, but maybe we have no real relationship with the Creator. Now, let's not get confused here. This is not to take the place of dikduk mitzvahs. The Ramchal says three things. Mitzvahs, avoda, and amida b'nei Yisrael. You can't substitute one for the other. If you have a real relationship with somebody, imagine, then when the inevitable bumps in the road arrive, you learn to deal with them. If you have a real relationship, there are bumps in the road, you deal. You have the capacity to deal. If, however, your whole relationship begins and ends with fending off questions and critiques, then what do you really have? Can you imagine, I mentioned to my students, imagine going out on a date with the hope that you'll meet the right person to get married to. You see absolutely no redeeming qualities in the person. This is whether it's right, wrong, whatever. But just in the world of reality, you see no redeeming qualities. You spend your entire time trying to fend off the questions of, oh, why didn't he do this? Or why did he do this or that to recall? Can I answer all the questions? Oh, okay. Can you get married? If all you can do is just fend off the questions. So what does it mean that we have bitachon? What does it mean that we are in a connection with Hashem, that we're over Hashem? We're over Hashem, we're connected to Him. When things are good, it's fine. Don't have to think about anything. Things go wrong, hey, I'm the driver's ed. So I dare say as follows. The Avnei Elio, Rav Avram ben Agro, in his Pirush of the Bracha of Geula, in Shmon Esrei. The Geula, the Bracha of Geula, Goyal Yisrael, in Shmon Esrei, is not talking about the future Geula. That's for Tekavashof HaGod L'chir Seinu. That's for Yushalayim Yirka, right? That's Tanakh David. The Bracha of Goyal Yisrael is the tzaras that Klal Yisrael experiences, especially prior to the coming of the Geula. Tzaras, tzaras, ikvus de Mashiach, chevle Mashiach. The difficult times. She says, the Gra, his father, explained that the Bracha is patterned after the Pasuk, Vanila chastecha batachti, yageli bibishwasecha, ashira la Hashem ki gomal alai. Three components to bitachon, One, ani b'chastecha batachti. When I'm having a tough time, where I turn towards you. Show me your chesed, Hashem, please. Yageli bi b'shuasecha. I will rejoice when I experience especially the salvation and I know it's coming from you. Not that I should be the guy who's driving on Water Street, right? Looking for a parking spot. Saying, Lordy, Lordy, get me a parking spot. I got a deal I'm going to sign. If I get up there in the next 10 minutes, it's going to be worth $1 million. I'll give tzedakah. I'll give a mice. I'll give mice. I'll give a chomesh. Oh, never mind, Hashem. That's not necessary. Somebody pulled out. I don't want to be that person. I place my trust in you. I turn towards you when I need help. Yageli biv shosech, I will rejoice, not just if the pain goes away. I want to feel that you are there because I want to foster the relationship. The goal of bitachon is not just to get through tough times. The goal of bitachon is, as it were, to create a deeper, broader connection. Not just, because of the difficulty, so you know, I gotta manage. It's not religion is the opiate of the people. I want to use it to build an even deeper connection. Yageli bishuasecha, ashir l'ashem ki gamal alai. I will sing to you. Because as I sing to you after you have saved me and I know it's from you, it doesn't have to be an open miracle. But I want this yet to shmai to have my eyes open. So I realize it's from you. I'll sing to you. Because that will further relationship. That is what we're looking for. Not just, Hashem, really, you know, I don't have time to think about you right now. Oh, time's up! Where are you? What's going on? What's happening? What's going on? How are you running the show? That shows I have no relationship. That shows I have no relationship. Or a very weak one. You can't get married to somebody. All you can do is just deal with what's wrong. Are we not looking for the positive? Are we not looking for the connection? I'll close with a piece of total conjecture on my part. I didn't see anybody talked about it. It just always strikes me as interesting. Circle as a center, one center. An ellipse, that's two. You have a major axis and a minor axis, right? Like a triangle, as it were, find two points on your major axis. Attach a rubber band to, let's say, two nails that you put in to these two points on your major axis. And you put your pencil in and stretch your rubber band, not too much, and you draw around. You wind up not with a circle, whereas if you had one point in the middle, you wind up with a circle. You wind up with an ellipse. The orbits of the planets tend to be elliptical. Elliptical. It's ki'ilu. The way the world is presented to us, it looks like there's two centers. This is pure conjecture, shooting from the hip. These are the two formulations of life. This is the battleground of life. There's the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. There is the way to formulate Yetzer Miloshem Yetzira, to formulate the world around Tov, or to formulate it around some broken vision, some chaotic vision of existence. Our goal is to struggle in our lives to create for ourselves a God-centric universe. The avoda is to try and translate the elliptical universe that we see sometimes before us and translate it into a circular one. the goal of bitachon is not just when times are tough, you know, okay, save me. That is definitely part of it. But as the Gros said, and as Rav Ruman Gros said, that's the Prat Pshat and the Bracha. Re'ev Anyenu, see our suffering. The Rivri Venu, we want to experience that you are there for us, and not that it's coming through some anonymous intermediary. Ve'leinu Mehera L'man Shemecha, and redeem us, save us from the tzaras for the sake of your name, because I will sing to your name, because I want to further this connection, not just to use it as an opiate. I want a further connection. Ki go'el chazak ata. That's the conclusion of bracha. Ki go'el chazak ata. Upon this, the Sfasema says, we mean Hashem is a Goel Chazak. Of course, he got all the cards in his hands. His chozek of his geula, of saving of us from all the suffering and pain, right, is that he can overcome even our deficiencies. Do we deserve? He's a Goel Chazak. He Goel Chazakata. So in times like these, in all times, it's always like this, but sometimes it gets more and more confusing. We have to remember that part of our job description is to be oved. Mekayem mitzvos, and to be oved. To be oved is to build the relationship. To build the relationship doesn't mean just Hashem solve my problems so I don't have to worry anymore. It is true, that is part of it. But as you solve my problems and take away my worry, my pain, I want to experience an expansion of my relationship with you. And I want to give expression to it afterwards. Because I wish to climb the next ladder, the next rung of the ladder of life. Sulam mutzavarza, Roshma Giyashamaima. The ladder whose feet are on the ground, whose head reaches to the heavens. Hashem should give us Yanta Deshmaya. And Hashem Rachmanis on the Jewish people. Okay. I will not be saying Shir, it appears next week. I won't be in Eretz Israel. So, Bezer Hashem. Be blessed in all ways. Perhaps I'll send out next week a recording of previous year. Maybe that'll be useful. Okay. Kol Tuf. Have a good Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos. We should hear only good news. Only good news.